Hey, Leah. So what am I supposed to do now? I got all these feelings. I got goosebumps now when I'm saying all these feelings. I can see your eyes in front of me, you know? What am I supposed to do with all these feelings for you? It's like I have a well inside of me. But it's out of water. It's like it needs water. Like sometimes this well just opens up beneath my feet and I crave for water, I crave for your water. Like this well has been inside of me all my life. And then you came along. And then I realized that I am a well. Well, I don't know what to do with the well. Yet I'm so far away from even contemplating the thought of my fingers touching your hair. I'm so far away from that moment. In this moment, I'm just like so close to your soul. It's like your soul is caressing me. It's like your soul is making love to me without touching. It's like there's something in your soul that can never be found in any other. Like there are pieces of puzzle in your soul that match the pieces of puzzle in my soul that are missing. And like I've been searching all my life for these missing parts. And they can speak all they want about us being complete on our own, but it's just total fucking bullshit. I'm not running away from this feeling that I have towards you. It's just these emotions, they just want to be expressed. And they're directed towards you. Nobody else. And I allow myself these emotions. I don't cut them off like a foreign body. I'm not violent to them, I'm gentle. I welcome them in my soul. I welcome them to come out of my mouth if they feel like coming out. I caress them. I'm like a father to them. I see that they want to go outside into the light or into the darkness, for that matter. And I just escort them. I'm protective. I don't allow my mind to be the guardian of the rules that direct them. Because I am a guardian of their path. And I feel you. I feel you too much. You just come. You just come and go wherever you want and please, right? You don't even ask. You don't even knock at my door. You don't even ask, because you know the doors are always open. Hell, there isn't even a door. There even isn't a single door. It's just wide open space. And you just wander in and wander out whenever you fucking feel like it. Do I have an ask in this? Do I have a say in this? You say that I do the same to you. I just heard you say that. And you say that I do it much more often than you do. Yes, you bloody well come and go wherever you please. That's what you say. And I'm like, okay. If I do the same, then you should do the same to me. What do you mean I come and go when I please? You saying that you feel something for me? Don't tell me, fuck you, I'm hopeless. I may be hopeless. But you know the answer. You know I'm the answer to all your riddles. You know I'm the shadow that follows you. You know I'm the dog that's barking beneath your window, reminding you of me. You know, I'm that empty space that you have between two boyfriends. So when you walk the streets and think about something. You know, I'm your empty space between things in your life. When you're not sure where to go. When you're not sure who you are. Or where to go, like I just said. You know, today, this guy from Albania, the director of the festival where we met, Eno Milkani, out of nowhere, he just sends me a message that he wants me to meet this guy. He has a daughter that wants to go to film schools, whatever. Then I reply to him, and I see on the chat window he's typing. First letter that comes up, out, it's obviously a mistake, typo. It's the letter L. I don't know if you know anybody that has a first name that starts, has a name that starts first letter L. I mean, I know I can think of a few. You're very subtle, you know. You just come with these signals, and with these signs. And you expect me to answer them. I'm pissed at you, partially. And I'm actually glad that you're not answering my calls or my messages. I think it would be much worse if you did. I think if you'd call me, if you send me a message, you would fill my life so much that there wouldn't be room for anything else. I feel like you're this balloon of hot air, of my air inside of you, which when you come, it just, that balloon just keeps getting bigger and bigger inside of my soul and just like squeezes everybody out. I enjoy that balloon, but it's fucking hard to handle it. The world becomes a lonely place, actually. I mean, it's lonely because I'm not there. Because I'm over here in a separate world where you are with me. And it's just like I don't need anything else in that world. I mean, that's the selfishness of the universe, right? Total self-completedness. I'm just totally enough with you. Everything is totally enough. It's too much enough. It's like when that connection is there, I don't feel any need to do anything else. Like the search for everything is over. Like the jobs and the career and the title and anything else, it's just so futile. It's utterly futile. It's like so secondary, it's so unimportant comparing to your presence in my life. But then again, I do have more motivation to create, to do, to be myself, to express myself. But these first moments, these first minutes or days when you actually appear in my life, that they are the worst and the most beautiful. Because you engulge everything, you just devour everything in the most beautiful way. In the most beautiful way. And I miss myself. I miss my emotions when I'm with you. Even here in this empty space, on this astral plane, we'll call it whatever you want, wherever we are right now. I just feel that we are together now, and that's it. What more do I need? You're one with me. You know that it's impossible for me to ever leave you. Ever. You know, because a couple days ago I was thinking to myself, like more than half of your name, more than half a word, leave, contains your name. Whenever I spell leave, I spell your name. It's like you're always leaving. Constantly leaving. As soon as I see you, I know you're gonna leave. Whenever we see each other, I know there's gonna be a leaving included in that. And I think about that leaving. I think about that fucking moment when I know I'm gonna grab that suitcase and just walk out the door and I'm gonna say goodbye. I don't know if I hate that moment as much as I love all the other moments when I spend with you. That's equal. I would suffer that pain anytime, any fucking time again. Like the song says, and you know that it's beginning, and you know that it's the end. Once again, we are strangers. So so irritating, you know. When we're together, we act like strangers in comparison to how deeply we are connected. We are connected. And on that superficial level, it starts to be tiresome. I don't know why. It just starts to be. You know? Sometimes I escape to that room where we met, talked in Romania. I just escape from everything that I'm surrounded with, and I just go over there and I hang out with you on that balcony and that table, that beautiful, beautiful table. That wonderful small space all cramped in with you, with so little space for my feet and legs, and that's just perfectly enough. Just drinking the coffee that you made for me. That you made for me. Why am I so ungrateful for those enormous little things? And everything becomes enormous when I'm with you. Enormously precious. Your dog. Your bed. Your balcony. Your sheets, your toilet door, everything that you are. Your hair, your eyes, your scared little eyes. Your scared, big eyes. Everything becomes so enormously precious when I'm with you. The way that you hold your cigarette. The most beautiful way someone ever held a cigarette between his fingers. And the way you put her back in the ashtray. Continue the work you have on your cell phone or whatever you do. It's so magical. You are so magical. Feel me when I say this. Feel me somehow. And this fucking darkness in this terribly confused cosmos and stars and galaxies and comets. Just feel me through this astral plane, through these all dimensions, whatever fuck you call them. Just feel me. Feel me. Feel how hard I'm holding you. Feel how much I love you. And don't ever be confused about that. Don't ever let anyone, and even yourself, tell you how much I love you. Don't ever get confused about how much I love you. Don't let them talk you out of it. Because deep, deep down you know. You fucking know. Nobody can love as much as I can do. And I know the same thing about myself also. I just keep pretending that it's not real. It has some kind of a spiritual purpose and significance overall development of the universe or whatever the fuck I think I know about the life. And all of a sudden you come storming into my heart and shut down all of my defenses, shut down all my rationalisms, and you shut down everything that I thought I was. Then you just appear. And all else disappears. Please God, tell me, why is that the most beautiful feeling in the world? Why? Why is that the strongest feeling I have for anything? Anything in this life? Nothing matches that. Nothing. And I don't even fucking think I want anything else to match that. Why would I want something different than something already is? And I'm adoring the beauty of it. And I'm adoring exploration of it. The depths of these feelings. I'm not sad now. I'm totally engulfed in love for you. This love has tears in it, and this love has fears in it. But this is the best I can do right now. Maybe this body, that's the best way it can love right now. Maybe my soul is doing a much better job than my body down here, but my body and my heart, it's pumping out blood of love for you, has never ever had such a good time as it does right now, because I feel alive. I feel fucking alive. And you're not even in my life. You're not present at all. And you're creating the strongest feelings I ever had towards anybody that is present right now in my life. That's kind of unfair. That's not okay. I'm just kidding, I don't give a fuck. But it's astonishing that a person can love another person so strongly without any sort of connection in a physical form. I don't even see you in my mind right now. I don't quite see you. I have to put in some effort. And like the title of the film. I know it's gonna be fucking hard to make this film without you. Now it's gonna be fucking hard to do anything without you. But when I'm doing something connected to you, I feel closer to you. I feel closer to myself. Will I ever be able to show you these feelings? Will that ever be possible? How the fuck am I gonna do that? I feel so trapped. I feel like this is so far, far away from me. Takes so much courage. So much courage. Will you ever be able to hold this? Hold me when I need you to hold me. Will you ever feel? Will you ever feel me? Feel me now. Do our tears taste the same? Would somebody be able to make a difference between your tears and my tears? That would be fun to do. Do you ever feel me close when I far away? 'Cause you're so close now. You're just too close now. You're even too close. You're causing these emotions. So please, be careful. I'm not sure if I can stand this too long. Like this love is trying to dig its way through some fucked up emotions inside of me. It's like it's crawling its way out of this hole that I think my love is. It's like it's digging its way faster than ever. And it's like strong. It's confident. And I'm just letting it flow. Just letting it flow. Hela, you know, I think about you more than I should.